Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello everybody and welcome to episode, I'm not sure what episode it is, but lovely to have you here. David, nice to see you. David's here, the blonde pylon.
Lovely to be here, people. Thank you for inviting me again.
Thanks, lovely to have you here. You all right?
I am absolutely, I'm 24-7.
You're wearing a cardigan?
I am wearing a cardigan and I'm just wanting to be a bit snug and keep the temperature to a right level.
You look very smart.
Thank you very much. All black at the moment, which
well,
is quite nice.
It's blue, isn't it?
It's a navy blue with some black and
so
some
half
blacks.
Black.
Half black, the rest is blue,
and
then
got
blonde
sort of a
hair.
Red checkered shirt underneath.
Yeah, a checkered shirt underneath.
So it's hardly black at all.
It's, in actual fact, when I look
like
through
a bruise.
The whole thing,
ah,
a
now
rouge.
Now that voice we can hear is Tony Law.
Woo! Hello! Sorry to interrupt there.
Oh, no, you
don't interrupt. I thought of a funny, and I didn't think it through.
No, well, I do that every time. Now, we are actually on the, we're kind of sort of a third of the way up a mountain, aren't we?
We certainly are.
I'm out of breath. Which mountain are we climbing, David?
This is a mountain.
Tony just burped then, did you burp?
No.
It's because we're high up. Burps do happen when you're high up mountains.
Out of breath, sorry.
Absolutely, the oxygen level is very, very low at the moment because we are on the top of a mountain.
No, we're not on the top, we're climbing up the mountain.
We are climbing up the mountain, you're quite right. We're on the middle point of the mountain.
Well, we're about third of the way up, as I
mentioned.
Third
of the way up in Berlin.
We're in Berlin.
Germany. On the outskirts, not in the city centre, but on the countryside outskirts of halfway up a mountain.
And what's the mountain called?
The mountain is called Frankfurt's Rockery. Frankfurt Rockery is the name of the actual mountain. We're halfway up it. And we've got eagles surrounding us. We've got German air and German energy pulsing through our...
Hello, I'm Charles. Your robot Sherpa for today.
We got the robot Sherpa with us, Tony.
Good. He's got all the bags.
He has got all the bags.
You never introduce me, Brian.
No, I never do introduce. Sorry, everybody. We have got Charles Petrescu with us. He's our robot Sherpa. Have you ever met a robot before, Tony?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, thought you had.
Yeah, met this robot, actually.
Have you really?
Hello, Tony.
He wasn't with you guys.
Oh, yeah. Where were you?
We were out and about.
We were,
and I don't like Formula One, but it was at Formula One.
Oh, really?
Good. I don't remember how I got there. It was one of those.
Right.
And I didn't like the crowd.
Great day.
Great day.
Love this guy at the Formula One.
Bonded on the tracks.
Yeah. And I think you backed the winner.
Did you back the winner, Charles?
So many hot chicks.
So many hot chicks.
Yeah. I didn't notice as much. But
so you and Charles got quite a history together.
Well, yeah, and after that we vowed we'd do something we both enjoyed, actually.
Yeah.
That wasn't...
Big time.
Yes, that's right. We haven't got around to it, though. We were thinking horse racing.
Right.
All the racing, I think.
One day.
One day.
Just like we like winners and losers, I think.
Is that right, Charles?
That's the philosophy of life.
Isn't it?
You're a winner or a loser.
Yeah.
Davey, could you pass us a pick?
Cold on this mountain.
Oh, yeah.
So, David's passing me over a pick.
There we go.
And
a pick.
Here's one of those bolts. Do you want?
Yeah, need one of those. I'm going to throw those above us. Then we're going to pull ourselves up onto the next precipice.
Because we are winners, not losers.
It's quite a wind today.
It really is.
Now, I've got a first question for David.
Oh, thank you.
Good stuff.
So, here we go. This is the first question for David. So this is from a listener. David, if you had to die of a terrible disease, which one would you choose?
Goes about saying...
Does it?
It really does go about saying If I could die of any disease, it would be blood poisoning. Because you've got about 24 hours. You can look it up on Wikipedia. Blood poisoning, 24 hours. You go downhill, but you've got enough time to actually get in contact with the family, bond with people, get a few things off the bucket list.
Right.
And I think blood poisoning would give me a good amount of window, time management-wise, to actually, you know, utilise it appropriately.
Tie up the loose ends.
Tie up loose ends, exactly.
Right. So can you tell us more about blood poisoning?
Blood poisoning, well, it could be ink, it could be from like a fish in the sea that you get attacked by, where its venom enters your bloodstream and poisons you, and it's a case whereby your body just slowly shuts off.
Can you really? Can you really just tie up loose ends?
I think, after a while, you'd be laying there on a bed type of thing, but I think the first half of the day, the first 12 hours, you'd be able to keep sight
and verbal.
Yes, you could go about your business and keep...
Can you really?
Well, you could keep communication happening.
But you need to keep an eye on that, though, and start concentrically getting closer to home, I suppose.
Very true.
Stop pointing.
Stop pointing. You're quite right. Can't point. That's rude, but... Yeah, it would be
you might as well point right through to the very end.
Yes, until the final end. It's got to be said. I would use information technology like Skype or FaceTime.
So if you've been stung in the waters...
Yes, by a jellyfish.
What would you do then?
It would just be a case of, right, let's get to an internet cafe. Right, let's get to a Mac. But let's get communication happening. I've got 24 hours.
Oh, really?
And it's like, you know, I'm going to slowly... implode and really? You know, kind of digress into a blob of nothing. You know, I'm going to wander into the other world, wherever that is, and I've got to reach out and hug the people around me.
Where would you go first? Who would you like to hug first?
The first, mum and dad straight away.
Yeah,
you know, and also sometimes
good
it's
son.
A case of
it's a, lovely
a hug from some people that. You know, perhaps they never wanted to give you a hug, but you think, sod it, I've only got 24 hours, I'm going to give you a bloody hug.
Oops.
I don't know, it might be a bit of an oops there, but, you know, it's an oops that I'll take to the grave.
Yeah. No one's gonna judge you for it while you're alive. No.
You're completely right, and you know, there's a few...
who would you hug? Who would you hug that hasn't hugged you?
There's a few ladies in the office where I
in
kind
the
of
office.
Oh, just in the work environment where I'm based. You know that you wander past the canteen type of thing.
It shows a lot of professionalism to go in that day.
It does. You're quite right.
I think they all owe you a hug. Actually,
they do owe me a hug.
They would be more liable to just get their hugs. You know, I think they get past their barriers.
So you'll be in your swimming trunks, I take it.
I guess I haven't thought this through very well, but yeah, you're quite right. I'm in speedos. I'm now just entering into my
college.
Place of work.
Where do
college.
You work?
Lovely.
Where do you work? Just say the name, David.
It's a southern-based college within the United Kingdom of Britain.
So in Chichester, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Quite right.
And you'd be walking there.
I'd be
worse for wear.
The automatic doors would open. I'd wander in. Dragging my left leg along, because that's the one I got bitten by the starfish. Ooh. I imagine.
So that's going first.
That's going first.
And the poison is just circling around, and you're rotting from the left leg upwards.
Yes, that's where it's happening. It's taking over my body, so I could sort of be stumbling for a hug as well. Do you know what I mean?
What about naughty, naughty hug? You want to get one more of those in?
I do. And I think, you know, this is why it's great when he's just got three blokes having a chat, because it's all about the truth, isn't it? I do want a naughty hug before
I get
a
naughty hug in. And also, time is of the essence if it's coming up from the leg.
Yes.
Got more time if you got stung in the head.
Very true. You're quite right. Yeah, because the leg is going to take away my mobility and my sexual desire.
I wonder if you want a naughty hug, though, with death looming so much. Maybe,
I think so. I think you want the warm embrace of a
Leave the
of a
genes
woman.
Behind.
Yeah, definitely, absolutely.
Yeah.
God, yes. Leave that DNA helix with the people around me to pass on, if that's possible.
Anyone else you'd like to go and see in your final moments?
Certainly the parents, definitely the family. As I say, there's some
the women
female...
Women in the office.
Women in the office. Anyone... I'm thinking
calm
celebrities
down.
Now, but it's
calm
unrealistic.
Down.
Yeah, calm down. Let's keep focus.
Well, if you knew... Now, this is the problem. You're probably not going to know the blood poisoning's coming. Because other you could create a movement on the social media there. You know, saying, look, I'm going to be dying on the 13th of whatever, and let's get some celebs in. And they, because they love backing a cause.
They certainly do. If I could see in the future and actually know when that actual, you know, sting was going to take place, I could create some kind of, like, internet fascination around it. But it's just...
You don't have time, do you?
Because I just wouldn't mind, I don't know, a handshake from a Roger Moore or a thing atop my head or a... Or a hug from a Harrison Ford, you know. You know, that would be nice.
You like Harrison Ford,
I do quite like him. There's something about it.
Why?
I don't know. I think he's the only celebrity that's hit my homoerotic button, where it's a case of... He's put me in a case of sexual confusion. The only man who's managed to do that. I'm not confused anymore, you know, but he did... He wobbled my boat a bit, you know. Yeah. I didn't quite know what was going on. I was, you know, where are we? My compass was going all around, you know. It's kind of.
Well, you're in a good place to be able to share it, though.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
That means you're
yes.
a confident
yeah,
person.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're really not, are you, though?
I'm not, no, it's got to be said. But, you know, he just left me confused.
Oh, David.
He was very handsome.
Guys, look at the eagles. Eagles.
God! Look at
Let's shoot it.
Whoa,
what
I had to
Charles?
Duck.
What was that, Charles?
Let's shoot it.
Let's shoot the eagle.
That's okay. What we've got,
okay.
Bullets and guns.
Okay,
I'm shoot the eagle. I've got my gun out.
Allow me.
Oh, Tony's got his gun out. Go on, Tony, go for it.
Dead.
Dead.
Feathers everywhere. Didn't stand a chance.
From the trap shooting. I used to do trap shooting.
Tony, you wouldn't shoot David in the leg, would you?
Oh, no, not at all.
No? Would you mind if I did?
What, to test the blues?
Oh, just what?
I just thought I'd go out shooting you in the shin.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't want to be a party pooper, but I might need it for the rest of the mountain,
Let
Brian.
Let me shoot you in the shin.
Oh, goodness
okay,
me.
Okay, here we go. I've got a little gun.
Here we
what
go.
Would you call this gun?
Small,
little pistol.
It's kind of like, yeah, it's more like a pistol, like a lady's pistol. She put in her tights.
22.
Well, that's where I keep it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Snub nose 38.
That's exactly
Snub nose
38,
like a Russian
that's
female
gonna
agent.
That's going to do a little damage.
Okay, it's going to do, I'm yes. just aiming. I'm about a foot away from
Ooh,
David's shin.
Yeah, do we have to do this? Because I've got the rest of the mountain to climb.
I just got to enjoy
that
it.
Means, no, but we, you and I'll have to pull him up.
We'll leave that to Charles.
Right, okay.
Okay,
okay. I'm just going to shoot you in the shin.
Are you going to stand back a bit before
no.
you do it, or just kind of...
No,
and the front of the shin, or the back, or...
Here we go. One, two, three.
Right, okay. Are you going to count to three?
I've just counted to the three.
Oh, right,
one,
okay.
two, three.
Have you loaded it?
Yes, I've loaded it. One,
sorry,
two,
so
three.
Oh, that really... That's... Right, okay. That I think the bullet's still in there, Brian. That's a bit of a problem, if you know what I mean.
I think it would have shattered the kneecap.
I've completely
splintered. I think
so. It looks like your leg is nearly hanging off.
I think the worst thing is it's just the breeze against the nerve ends.
Ooh.
That's really creating a... I don't want to whine. I don't want to bring things down. It was your outing, Brian, and you...
Look, there is a mountain goat over there.
Oh, there's a mountain goat over there.
Brian,
oh,
would you like to...
Should we shoot the mountain goat?
We should.
Go on, Tony.
Oh, me again?
Yeah.
Can I use
kneecaps.
The rifle?
Yeah, do what you like.
The 270 caliber rifle?
Oh,
there we go. The red
about.
Okay, I'm doing the bolt here.
Okay.
Okay, and I've... Ooh, he's a bit close for this scope.
There we go.
Shot? Okay, and...
And he's dead.
Oh,
there's a lot of death everywhere.
Good shot.
It's got to be said. The eagle's gone, the goat's gone, my
that's mountain life,
shin's
isn't it?
Gone.
That's
absolutely.
Mountain life.
Got a question for David?
Oh, sure.
Here we go.
Please.
Tony's first question.
Anything that takes me away from my shin psychologically.
My first question is, the sun, I like the sun, but do you think there's a better star out there? Like, if you and you were able to replace our sun with another star, what would it be? And or indeed, do you even think that the sun should be replaced? So it's mainly about the sun and your feelings about it.
No, I think that's a very strong question. Yeah, I think you're completely right.
Well,
you
know, answer it then.
No, I will do. You're completely right. The sun really.
So
is...
the question is, what was the question?
Well,
in the
sun.
Field?
It was a. It's one of those because we live in a complex world. It's there's
yeah.
no real easy
we
questions.
Are. It is a complex world.
They're really comp. So I guess it's more about do you love the sun?
I do.
Do you love the sun?
I embrace the sun. I do. I've got a lot of time for the sun. I mean, without it, I wouldn't know when to get up.
Time for the sun,
you know. I've got a very pale complexion. Yeah. Two parts of the year, July and August, I can get a bit of tan on me. Without the sun, we wouldn't have crops. Without crops, yeah. We wouldn't have cornflakes.
And those are the positives.
Yes.
But some people, you know, some people complain about the sun, and you know, and I assumed you'd love the sun.
No, I think, honestly, there's...
Oh,
he's... Oh, okay, well, my cardigan to come down a bit
for,
there,
for the
people.
For the listeners, David just undid his cardigan.
Well, I think this is a valid... I think we wander past the sun all the time. We don't respect it. It's the centrepiece of reality. It really is.
That's my feeling as well.
I don't think there's any negatives to the sun. I'm not going to be controversial, you know, but I don't
I'm
think
with
there's
you.
Any.
I'm glad you said that, because I've met people who don't like the sun. And I don't understand them, because I think the sun's great and I think we should worship it if we're going to worship anything.
Absolutely. Let's get rid of the Union Jack.
David,
and
if you were worshipping the sun, maybe down on your knees, what would you sing to the sun? Could you improvise a song?
Great question.
You are the light that fills my heart. You are the sun that heats my mind. Like a casserole wandering through time. It's an improvised piece.
It's wonderful.
It's sort of like a song.
There's a lot of light. You know, it's no accident that light makes its way into songs.
Yes, very true.
You know, that's a positive. There's no...
Where's the chorus?
Where's the chorus?
Ooh.
Sun, sun, you are my sun.
There you go, there's the chorus.
As in sun, as in I am the
sun. Sun, sun,
sun. Sun, sun,
sun. Sun, rain.
Sun, sun, sun.
Sun, sun, sun. I've got a,
sun, sun, sun is fun, fun, fun.
I've got a musical cul-de-sac there. I've got to break out. Something will come to me at some point.
How big is the sun? Do you know, Tony?
Ooh, I used to know this. I think it's super big, actually. Yeah. It's really big. I think relatively to us, it's massive. Yeah. I think you definitely call it massive.
So if you think of the sun like bits of fruit, would the Earth be a grape and the sun would be a melon?
I think if the sun was a...
Okay.
I think it's more than that. I think the sun... If the Earth is a grain of sand, I think the sun's a larger orange.
Okay, what if the sun was like a garden pea?
Sun is a garden pea, then you're getting into super small.
That's what I want to hear.
Molecule.
Okay.
Even the one that's smaller than that.
Is it really to the extent that the Earth is like a grain of sand?
And the sun is orange. Maybe it's Satsuma. It's one or the other.
That's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, science
that
guys
really
out
is.
There will probably, you know, back me up.
Oh, we get a lot of science guys.
Yeah, I have a science following myself.
Yeah. Same here.
I love the science. I think there's too much wonderfulness about science to learn too much of it. Because then it doesn't surprise you.
Yes, absolutely. It's like you don't want to find your Christmas presents too early on, before December 25th.
Hold off for the...
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. And, that's a wonderful... a very satisfying answer about the sun.
What I'd like to know, though, is...
David, what's your footing?
What's my shin.
Wow, you nearly went there, mate.
Oh, dear God, look at it.
That's a
hell of a drop.
That little bit of rock came away and...
Look at the buzzards down there.
How's your shin?
It's aching. I don't mind saying...
It's aching?
Yeah, it really is. That's a polite way of saying I'm kind of in a mini hell. Do you have any Nurofen?
should we tie...
Let me lift you.
You're losing quite a bit of blood.
Let me just chop it off. Go for it.
I've got a rubber tubing here.
There
it
is.
Oh, thank you. It's very good of you.
Is that better?
Yes, it's stopped bleeding, and that is a big plus.
Do you always carry rubber tubes?
Let me carry you, David.
I do.
Oh, Charles said he'll carry me. Oh, sort of Romeo and Juliet. Thank you.
You can get on his back.
Yeah, I certainly will do it. That's okay.
So Charles is just putting David onto his back.
It's a bit cold and a bit metallic.
He is standing on my head.
No, I try not to because it could get stuck.
You're actually standing on Charles's head.
I apologise. I'm disorientated. I've lost a lot of blood. Apologies.
Okay, I've got another
question. That's fine.
Thank you, Charles. Thanks for meeting me halfway.
Okay, we've got another question from a listener. Here we go. If one more person has to die, who would you choose? That's from @GuyAtola.
If one more person had to
stick. You
know
what? I'd like to put maybe Match of the Day music underneath this.
Good afternoon and welcome to Match of the Day.
Not a problem at all. In a way, it wouldn't be a shock for me because I thought she was already dead.
Okay.
But I thought it was a natural evolution that Anne Robinson would be... You're both looking at me quite shocked.
No.
But I feel sure. that a lot of people within her kind of pantheon or kind of like TV era, like Terry Wogan, Paul Daniels.
You'd like her to die.
She's been left behind.
What's that saying?
She's been left behind.
Yeah, she has been left
missing
behind.
Missing out on something.
I think she's left behind, and I think the natural evolution, as I'm saying this, I feel it's very controversial what's wandering through my lips. But it's got to be said, I think if you want things to be tidy, do you know like a tidy shelf or you like to do the hoovering, a bit of house cleaning?
Yeah.
Anne shouldn't be around, really. Her set's done. You know what I mean? It's like, why are you still here, Anne? It's like, right. I would love to watch an Anne Robinson documentary this Christmas where we go all the way from points of view to weakest link. Yeah. And
what do you mean? A documentary about her life?
Yeah, to say au revoir and thanks for your time, sort of thing.
Is Cilla Black still?
Cilla Black's dead.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I felt
see,
that.
I think that's
stop.
Oh, I apologise. I keep pointing at Tony, and it's very rude. I'm going to somehow put my fingers
I'm
in between
okay
the couch,
with it, so you know,
so they can't
just
come
not
out.
With your foot.
Yes, no. You're quite right. You're quite right. Anne Robinson.
What about Donald Trump? Am I right, guys?
Am I right? That was one of my questions, amigo.
Wow.
Donald's just
yeah, that's
started
my question
child.
Two for me.
Okay, well, let's go into question two.
Yeah, Donald Trump, your thoughts.
Okay, your thoughts.
I think.
Here we go.
I think Donald Trump's thoughts. I think Donald's got a lot of get up and go.
What do you genuinely think, David?
I think there's an element, I think, of a lot of. With any school bully, there's an element whereby you respect them. Yeah. You're quite taken with them. It's like the Stockholm syndrome, isn't it? You're quite like, you know, I'm your captive. You know, you're... Yeah. There's something... He's got an alpha male element about him. You know, if he was in the farm, he'd be the rooster with his chest out and, you know, he's a survivor.
Mm-hmm. There's something about sociopaths that draws you to them.
Yes,
and I've always had a thing.
And
a weakness of mine is I've always wanted to make horrible people like me. You know, so my thing now with Trump is trying to get to meet him and see if I can make him like me.
Now, why is that?
I don't know.
Why do we want horrible people to like us?
I don't know. It's deep inside.
David?
Do you think your parents were any way sociopathic?
There's a chance the mother could have been. There's a good chance. I don't know.
No. David, your dad?
Not on his level, though.
I think my dad, looking back on caravan holidays and Christmases, there was an element of sociopathicness in their type of thing.
Just a coldness.
A sprinkle of sociopathic aspects.
There's something about... you can be drawn to someone and you just think, well, they don't see... You can tell they don't live by the same rules. You think, there's a freedom they must have.
Yes.
Of not feeling for anyone else.
Yes.
And you think, well, that's surely a nirvana, like a state of being they have that we don't. They're not held back by, you know,
empathy.
Look at that. Empathy. They're not loaded down with it.
I think
are you empathic, David? Or is it all a sham? What's going on?
I think to a large extent, I think sometimes it is a sham. It's a terrible thing to say.
Is it really?
I think it is a sham because I don't want the wolf pack to leave me on the mountain, you know, with a broken shin. And so it's like, oh, how are you? Are you all right? Good luck.
Yeah.
So then I can keep with the gang, keep with the people.
Yeah.
And
so we travelled in today, yes?
Yes.
On a tube.
Oh, yes.
How do you genuinely feel about our relationship?
I think I asked the right questions. I gave you some good eye contact. I think we laughed at the right places. I'm trying to I think...
You've learnt it, like they do, like Trump.
I have learnt it like Trump.
You don't genuinely feel for me on our relationship.
Oh,
he wouldn't be able to say.
If you slipped onto the tracks, I would be the first one to tell the guard. Do you know what I mean? I'd be the first one to sort of bring my arm out and, you know, make
sure... Well, like, say I don't know you well enough, but say Donald Trump saw you slip, he would... He's learnt to know how to go, better get Brian, pick him up there... But inside, he's still going, I'm only doing this for other people.
And I think you'd only be doing it because of that short slot I give you at my comedy night each month.
The short slot, you know, would go as the train would go over you, Brian. I'm aware of that. And I mean, you know, we're all mathematicians, human beings, aren't we? It's all like, you know, Brian adds Brighton equals David on stage type of thing.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? No, it doesn't. But it's mathematics. You are right. You know, you have given me a leg up in the world of showbiz.
And you're not doing anything with it.
I know, I've got to, I must. You are quite right. I need to utilise it 24/7. And it's food for thought. You've given me the Christmas gift of a reality pill, and it's
none of that made any sense. Food for thought, 24/7.
Food for thought, 24/7. Reality pill. Food for thought, reality pill.
24/7. None of it made any sense. It's just noises.
It's just noise. I've got to stop making noise.
Look, there is a wolf over there.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my goodness.
No, don't eat wolf. Wolf is. Really? I've eaten wolf before. It's,
have you really?
Yeah, it's
have
not you? Good. Yeah, I've eaten a lot of crazy meats. Oh. And wolf is. there's something about eating other carnivores that is revolting.
What's it? What does wolf?
It's, yeah, what's it really tastes like?
Like liver times a million. like really awful, awful.
Yeah,
it's hard to explain. So we were we had a whole bunch of different meats.
Did you grow up on a farm, Tony?
I grew up on a farm, but that's not where I ate the special meats.
Okay,
that was in out in the mountains in British
so
Columbia.
So what else have you eaten then? Wolf,
bear, elk, caribou, deer.
Caribou? What is a
caribou? Caribou's kind of like a deer, elk.
Yeah,
not an elf.
Yeah,
I've not eaten elf, but elk is one of the ones, you know.
Yeah,
but and they had a whole meat selection. And they had wolf on there, and I was hoping they were joking, but no. And, you know, I'm against it.
Yeah.
But I was going to give it a go. It's already there. And I didn't like it at all. Didn't like bear one bit. Enjoyed all the grazers.
Have you ever seen a bear?
Yeah, loads of bears.
A grizzly?
Wow.
No, not a grizzly. I've not seen one of those in the wild.
Are they in the zoo. Very dangerous?
I think they're super duper dangerous.
Wow.
Black bears are pretty dangerous, but when you go into Banff National Park, if it was... coming up, it's springtime, they would often come up, and you're in a queue to get into the park. They would often get up and get onto your hood or your bonnet to get warm.
Yeah. Oh my gosh,
yeah,
and
people
would
be
hugging
feeding
and
them.
Embracing your car.
Yeah, they're kind of like like just dogs, but bears.
So if we came across a grizzly, would it attack us?
I think it would try and avoid us unless we were in between her and her baby.
Were you taught growing up what to do if you're cornered by a grizzly?
Probably, but I wouldn't have been listening.
Were you, David?
No, I wasn't.
It was never a big worry out on the farm.
Yeah.
But and I never really ventured that deep into the woods to have to utilize that. I was never a big go out there into the mountains fellow. I mean, being out here on this mountain is perfect because I know that example, if we can all look down there.
Oh, yeah.
We can see lovely inn.
Yeah,
Tony's
that pointing down. We're looking at the bottom of the mountain. What do we see, Tony?
We see an inn, and we see a road that ends there with the hotels.
They just look like ants, don't
they? Tiny people.
Are we ever going to get back there?
And lovely hotel, all expenses put on for us down there.
Yeah, I hope we get back down to it.
At the Frankincense.
Yeah, what mountains? What's the mountain we're on, David?
The Frankfurt Rockery.
That's it.
The Rockery.
The Rockery, indeed.
And there's a Rock Around the Clock theme night in the...
We've got to get back for that.
You've got to get back.
I've already paid.
I booked us in.
Have you really?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind getting there for the start.
Well, I wouldn't
I want
mind.
Some hot Bovril
I
in a
what
cup.
I say there.
Mulled wine.
They got mulled wine.
But they call it... They call it Glühwein, I believe.
Glühwein? God,
here
in
Germany.
Let's sod the mountain, chaps. Let's just
get back to
the inn.
Careful. The wolf is coming towards us. Everyone, jump onto me.
I feel like he can sense that I've eaten his kind before. I don't want to shoot him. I love wolves. I think we should train him.
Everyone, jump onto me.
Okay.
Okay. Wolfie.
Well, we're hanging
look
on to
him in the eye.
Charles.
Full eye contact with Charlie.
It's gnawing at my metal leg.
He's
a nice fellow, though.
Sparks going everywhere.
He's a lovely wolf, this one. I think he likes us.
Let's give him a name. Wilson.
David, aren't you a wolf whisperer?
I have taken a course in wolf whispering. I've read a book about
it.
I am the wolf.
Oh!
He's a talking wolf.
Oh, hi.
Hello, wolf.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi.
Quite a suave wolf.
We've called you Wilson.
Yes, indeed. That's the name.
I am Ryan.
Ryan.
Oh, Ryan.
Apologies, that's me confusing things
Sorry,
again.
Ryan. That's a great name.
It's a lovely name.
I am hungry.
He's hungry.
Oh, well, don't eat us, pal.
We've left a stump a little further down the mountain, actually.
Yes, his you lower can have leg. That, Ryan. Ryan, I don't need it anymore.
Tuck into that.
Be my guests.
And
can't I eat this eagle?
You can eat all the eagles you want. Eagle, stump, whatever you want.
Have the stump first, though, but take the shoe off, am I right?
Well, yeah, well, thank you, Tony. Yeah. There you go. That's team spirit, that is.
Yeah.
Thank
never,
you.
Never know what you...
Stump for starters.
Stump for starters.
Yes, yeah. Quite right. There we go.
Yeah.
Wow. Good stump you got
He's
there.
Enjoying
Ryan,
your stump.
It.
Eagle manes.
Ryan is tucking right into
He's
that, isn't he?
He's getting his canine teeth into that.
Wow.
Look at that.
No
bone.
Table
manes. Eagle for manes.
Eagle for manes.
You can't train that. You can't train manners into a wolf.
What are you going to ask for pudding,
crunching away.
Isn't he?
Oh, the bone. Well, apparently there's...
What's for pudding?
What's for pudding?
The marrow.
The marrow.
We're going to have to cook the leg to get the marrow out.
I'm a bit nostalgic because I'm seeing my own stuff.
Should we cook the rest of the leg?
David, we're going to cook your left leg.
We need to cook it.
I have no use for it.
I hate marrow.
Oh, you don't like
it. I hate marrow.
Tasted my marrow, friend. It's quite of a je ne sais quoi.
Have you ever eaten liquid cheese before?
No, what?
Him getting angry.
What?
Oh, Ryan's getting angry.
Oh, Ryan. Oh. Okay, Ryan, you've had some eagle.
Okay.
You've
had some stump.
David, would you fight Ryan?
Happily.
Okay, David's going to fight.
I need me pudding.
What?
I need me pudding.
I need me pudding. That's his local accent.
What, Irish? Sort of Scottish dialect.
Yeah.
Could you fight Ryan?
I'm happy to. If I could, lean against the wall, because I've only got one leg.
Go for it.
Hey, we're on a mountain, so you can just go around one way.
Yeah.
Here we go. Right, I've got him in a headlock.
Why are you talking strangely?
Because I'm in the midst of fighting in combat.
Ouch.
Take that.
It ain't worth it, guys. It ain't worth it.
Go on, have some of that.
Oh, come on, guys. Be friends.
Who taught you to fight your mother?
Stop it.
Shoot Ryan, Tony.
Oh, please.
I can't shoot Ryan.
Oh, my God.
I can't bring myself.
He's got his claw on my forehead.
Okay,
he's grasping the
Ryan.
Floor.
Don't shoot Ryan.
Please,
he's
Ryan.
He's our friend. Please.
Don't shoot me.
Oh, shut David.
Oh, God. Ooh, not the other one. Just take the other kneecap, Ryan. Take that.
Oh,
sod off. Leave me be.
Oh, shot David again.
That's my... my Lord, that's my thigh.
Oh,
God. Oh, I'm in a lot of pain, people.
Okay.
A lot of pain.
Can't I have that thigh?
I need some Nurofen.
Plus. Nurofen Plus is...
Nurofen Plus, if that is possible. Can we just go back to the inn, Brian?
There's a chemist at the top, though.
Yeah, is that the truth?
That's
Tony?
An absolute truth because it's very what do you call it when a place has had people living in it a long time?
Populated by people. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know.
There's a shop. There's a Boots at the top.
Is there a Boots?
There's
the
a Boots and there's a cafe.
I shouldn't have doubted you. Lead the way, sir. Thank you.
We have a golden question section where David gets to ask the guest a question.
Oh,
so this is just. Did you want to? Okay. Have you got a question for
yes,
Tony?
Yes, I have. It's
Here
a very, very basic one, but it's one that plays on my mind a lot. So it's basic, but I think it's got ramifications
Ask
to
the question,
it.
David,
I will.
Please.
Sorry, Brian. Sorry. Basically, when we die, is it like a TV being turned off?
We've done this so many times.
Have we?
Yes. Oh, stop pointing.
Okay, that's not a problem. That's not an issue whatsoever.
Yeah, it is, because you haven't got another question lined up.
I have got another question lined up.
Okay.
Here we go. He's digging deep. I've got to dig deep.
Don't point.
I will not point whatsoever.
You've got one thing to organise.
I know, Brian. I totally appreciate
right.
that.
Ask Tony the question.
Okay. What are the key elements... of successful parenting.
Okay, lovely question.
There we go. Got that. That's a relief. That's a relief. That's a relief.
Oh, boy. I don't know if I'm...
Key elements of parenting.
Hugging. I think we dealt with it earlier, didn't we?
Hugging.
Hugging is ideal.
Loving them, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's the only element.
But the thing is, you've got to be... You've got to be harsh to be kind, though.
Do you know what?
That'll come out naturally, because you'd be like... because you can be annoyed and loving, so
yeah,
you know there's where the boundaries come in.
I mean, discipline is needed, though, isn't it?
Well, if you love them, you don't want them to get, get into trouble later on. So
did your father hug you?
Lots of handshakes.
That's I think good
sometimes
enough.
Sometimes a handshake yeah. that was brought into an yeah. embrace.
I think we're lucky of our generation if our parents shook our hands.
No, oh, yeah. absolutely.
I think our children will be better off, better people than us, don't you think?
Yeah.
I think much definitely. Better. And there's something more respectful
about a handshake.
I got a
punch in the shoulder here and there.
Did you?
Yeah, that, was, yeah. I mean, that did me.
As long as there's some kind of contact, that's all that counts.
Yes. I did a poo the other day.
Did you?
Actually, this has happened before, but. And it smelled like my dad had just been in the bathroom.
Ooh,
and I thought, isn't that something? Yeah, really, yeah. And then I thought to myself, I wonder if I, you know, and I love his smell.
Yeah.
Now, although it's, I'll smell his coat.
Would you do one now, Tony?
What, smell his coat?
No, have do a...
Do a poo?
Yeah, so
a
we could
here on the mountain, but it'll be lost in this air.
That's true.
Yeah, but I'll do one anyway for a different reason.
Okay, so...
You know,
I'm
just going to do one off this...
recreate the aroma.
I don't know
father.
Why I'm doing this sound. I wouldn't normally do. Has anybody got the paper?
Yes,
I like to read.
Yes, by
I can't
all means.
Relax.
They got there's the Metro. Have a read.
Metro. That's not long enough.
No, I'll
flip
see
through
get your broadsheet somewhere else.
Yeah.
I wish
we pooped like the Romans. You know, where we all did it in the one same room.
Yeah,
chitting, chatting. Yeah, they used to do it in the room. They didn't have cubicles. They sat next to each other in a row. They were not shy.
There was no walls. They just literally
sat
next to each other.
20 of them in a row, and they'd all be in there. And then they
lovely.
Would all... I'm not sure whether they shared the same brush. They had a stick with a sponge on the end of it to wipe your butt. And they had running water in front of you. Dip it in there, and then you'd... You know, I've seen all the documentaries.
Do you know the most confusing thing I've
You've
ever...
You've got a B-day, haven't you, David?
I have got a B-day. Yeah,
have
well
you?
Remembered.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah,
my parents have got a B-day, so I shouldn't boast too
you
much.
You said you've got a B-day.
Yeah.
Do you know I called them bidets for years? What a moron.
Bidets.
Yeah, yeah.
I tell you, though, B-days, though, they're the biggest anti-climax ever. They leave you with horrific nappy rash.
Oh.
Because all that water is gushed up you, very, very cold.
Oh, does it go in you?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh.
It's like a water fountain erupting inside you.
Ah.
And you've got
thought it was an external wash.
Does it go
inside? I didn't know you accepted it internally.
Well, my one does. My one's like a fountain.
I think you might have it turned up too high. You might need to turn it down.
So what's your version? No, honestly, Tony, what's your version? Like a bowl?
I don't have one. I just thought they splashed the outer area,
dear.
But I have not researched it.
Mine is like a fountain
jet.
It's like a jet. That's exactly what it is. And it goes straight up you.
Yeah.
And then you try and wipe yourself, and the toilet paper just turns into
then.
Paper mache
oh,
just
my
disaster.
God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That blocks up the toilet.
God,
then you've got cold, damp, and I don't know if you're anything like me, if I have cold, damp...
Rectum.
That's the word. It's a rectum.
Yeah.
It just goes to itchiness hell. You know, it's like not even E45
maybe,
sorts it
maybe
out.
Maybe not
it's,
drying it off well enough, the area.
Well, I'm trying to dry it off, but then all the toilet paper just dismantles.
Might
just
need you might need a bidet towel, like, just for that.
Well, yeah, I would need to, but then that would have... toxic waste on it.
Have your parents, do they know how to use the bidet? Like, do they have a different... Have you spoke about it as a family?
No one goes
near
it. It's just full of dust now. It's just full of dust.
I think maybe you guys got off on the wrong foot with it.
Oh, dear.
I don't know. They're not as popular as they were. I mean, even in France, I don't think they...
I think they're an enormous anti-climax. I don't know if we're not. I need to look it up on YouTube and actually see one in action and then try and recreate it myself.
That's the beauty of YouTube is nowadays we can see stuff like that. I know I'm going to look it up as well, yeah.
Hello again. Can I have that poo, please?
So sorry?
Hello again.
Hi.
Can I have that poo, please?
Yeah.
That poo?
The poo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Oh,
it's all yours.
Poo. Yeah. This is better than a phone.
Thanks.
Smell it.
Goodbye.
Tony, we've got about six minutes left. Have you got your third question for David? Have you got a third one?
Oh, I thought, yeah, okay.
Yeah, here we go.
Okay, my third question is...
it's got to be a short answer, David. Oh,
whatever suits. I'm here to suit.
People nowadays seem to be so... The questions are too long.
No, don't worry.
Seem to be terrified about the future, even though, in many ways, we're living in the most peaceful time... For people, like, you're less likely to be murdered now than at any point in history, that globally, that statistic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why is everyone, not everyone, but why are some people so panicked?
at the moment, when there's less wars per capita.
Oh, now, David's... He was sat forward and he's just...
Why is everyone panicking?
People are panicking because down your local street you might be safe, but on the big global picture, i.e. Trump, Europe, Brexit... Yeah. Things aren't going to plan. Things aren't tickety-boo. And yes, we've got it comfortable, but how long are we going to have it comfortable for?
Are you worried about another World War II scenario?
Well, there we go. That was almost a telepathic moment there, Tony.
Yeah.
WW2 was going to literally...
That always makes it in every conversation, though, I hope. Are you a big WW2...
I'm a fan.
Yeah,
I like it. Jeremy, it was an exciting era.
My interest mainly lies with the fighter aircraft.
I love them.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. I love the Spitfire and the Lancaster.
David came alive.
Oh, definitely. I love them.
My favorite engine, Rolls-Royce Merlin.
Yes, the Spitfire.
Dropped it in the Hurricane.
I dropped it
in the Lancaster. Beautiful engine.
Can we have a little, like a minute moment here? Maybe we can get a little bit of music underneath where you two just talk about fighter pilots.
Can we
do a back and forth?
Okay.
One aircraft, another aircraft.
Okay.
Here we go.
B-47 Thunderbolt.
World War II section.
The Lancaster bomber.
Yeah.
The
F-4U Corsair.
This chap knows his planes. It's got to be said, the American Hurricane.
Okay. Don't know that one.
They just did that one.
P-51 Mustang.
P-51.
Let's do some German ones. We got the Messerschmitt.
Oh, there's Messerschmitt. I know that one.
ME-109.
Are we going to have one back from you, Damien?
absolutely. We have the Trojan. I think it's a Japanese one.
Beautiful. The Trojan, I think they changed the name. They called it, was it the Mitsubishi Zero?
The Mitsubishi, I think that's
Mitsubishi.
Say that again, the Mitsubishi. The Mitsubishi.
The Mitsubishi.
The Mitsubishi.
Yeah.
Just say it normally.
Mitsubishi.
Oh dear.
Well, that was a lovely segment.
Oh, it was a great
segment. You should do
again.
That every week.
Yeah,
really should. But World War II, right now we live in a...
David Edwards.
Terrible.
I have terrible news.
Oh.
Terrible news. It's going so well with the Spitfire chat.
All the injuries you have sustained have given you fateful blood poisoning, and you have 24 hours left to live.
Wow. Take me to an internet cafe, people. Get me FaceTime up. I want to speak to Mother.
Do you know what
I'd
really like to do? I'd like to drag you to the very top of this mountain.
Well, can I go to the other? Can I go
to
the inn?
Just to say that we've got to the top. I think we should get to the top of the mountain to celebrate.
Really, Brian? Well, there's like hot bovril down there. We can probably survive.
No. I think we need to get to the
top. Leave him there to die.
Yeah, leave you there to
all
die.
All right, guys. let's...
Okay, so if you grab David's arms.
I got one.
There we are. Doing the tango. All three together. Of us. Look at this.
One for all.
One. Lovely.
We're top, guys.
Wow, what a view!
I've got quite a headache.
How do you feel, Tony, reaching the top?
I feel a little dizzy, actually. Wow.
Goodness me, I feel as though I've still got legs.
We should sing him a final song as he slips away peacefully.
Okay. Please do. Please, sing me a ballad.
If you'd like to put your head on my lap, David.
Oh, thank you. This is a nice way to go.
We don't need another hero.
Against your nice chords. Very nice, thank you. Just fading. I can see Ryan the Wolf in the background howling. Goodbye, life. Goodbye, X Factor, lottery tickets, and iPads. Was it all worth it?
We don't need another hero.
He's dying.
We don't need another hero.
David, just die.
I'm trying.
We don't know enough words.
I'm badly timing this.
Can you
I'm still
go
conscious.
1 minute without talking?
I'll try.
Well, that answers another question. Is this? It's just a big conversation once we go.
Yeah.
Just enter a big conversation space. Because we don't have bodies with us, do we?
You know you're big... You're obviously wearing big mountain boots.
Yep.
Could you just sort of kick him off the edge of the mountain for us and then we'll end the podcast?
Okay, get his attention. So he's looking that way.
David?
Yes?
Tony's going to kick you off the edge of the
mountain. Tony!
And that's the end of the podcast.
Okay.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.